Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Charlie was discussing the subject of antidepressants with a friend who is very much opposed to them. His friend says that he's convicted of God that depression comes from unforgiveness and sin and just living in a fallen world. And instead of doping up, as he would say, we need to abide and rest in the Lord and depend on Him. His take is Job didn't take Prozac. Can you address this? Is it right for a believer to use psychotropic drugs to deal with the difficulties of life, or is this a gray area not clear from our reading of Scripture?
It is a gray area, I think, and I don't preach against antidepressants. I have mentioned them before and dealt with a good many people who use them. And I would say that in the secular world at large, there's a huge reaction against the overuse of antidepressants in these days and the dangers of them. And therefore, the world itself is recognizing that we may be doping up too quick and too superficially. You go to a doctor now, and very often you'll be prescribed a medicine for almost any kind of relational, emotional, behavioral thing. And I do think it's happening too quickly. And so I appreciate the concern. Job didn't take Prozac. That's a shorthand for saying, I hope, be careful, because God had something to teach Job through his pain, and he might have something to teach you too. So I want to encourage slowness to use antidepressants, that God may have a way forward for you before you start altering your mind with physical substances. However, on the other side, it seems to me clear that the brain is a physical organ, and that it has its electrical impulses, it has its chemicals, and mental illness is not merely spiritual. There's no way I could be persuaded that, unless God himself said to me, a human is not going to persuade me that all mental derangement is owing to a spiritual cause which has a spiritual solution. There are physical damages that happen to the brain, or physical things you're born with, or physical things that happen to the brain because of injury, or who knows what else. And the question then becomes, if that's true, should we only pray for that to be healed, or can we use some medicine that might help that? Just like you take aspirin to get you through a very serious backache so that you can do what you have to do in the afternoon, you might for a season take some kind of medicine that would enable you to get your bearings and then operate without the medicine. Or here where we live, there's a home nearby called Andrew Home, and Andrew Home has people in it who are severely mentally disabled, and all of them are on medicines, heavy medicines, to keep them from either killing themselves or killing other people, or being totally unworkable. And a few of them come to church here, and I believe that through their medication perceive and know God, and that God is actually using them for good. And they're very seriously mentally ill, and I don't know all of their circumstances, but I couldn't rule out medicine for them and medicine for certain forms of serious depression to try to help a person get their bearings. And then once this is the way it's been described to me by several people, that the way the medicine worked is that I couldn't even get on top of it enough to understand my Bible. I couldn't focus. The medicine enabled me to get some stability. I began to read my Bible, love the Lord again, refresh my faith, and I was able to go off the medicine. So it was a means to an end, not a final end. And that seems to me to be perfectly natural if that's the kind of mental illness we're talking about.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.